Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, as most of you know. We have come to the fifth and final section of the chapter, as many of you know. We are dealing with common manifestations of folly, the entire chapter having to do with the subject of folly, and it has been dealing with it in different categories, such as folly in high places among kings and so forth, and folly in low places among the common people of life, and the folly of speech, of destructive speech and excessive speech, which is a very common category that applies to people in all categories of life. But now we've come to the last one, which is common manifestations of folly. And in that category, there are actually six different items. They are: number one, lack of common sense; two, lack of maturity; three, overindulgence; four, irresponsibility; five, materialism; and six, indiscretion. We are taking them up one by one and looking at them because they are important. They are in Scripture for a reason. They are in this chapter to show us the destruction that pursuing paths of folly will bring. And many of these things are not considered to be all that wrong, all that dangerous, all that problematic, but this section of Scripture tells us otherwise. And here we learn that some of the things that we don't think of as being any big deal are actually very destructive, very potentially harmful to our lives. And so the sooner we find that out and act upon that information, the better off we will be. Thank you for joining me on this Thursday, January 21. And many thanks for keeping in mind that we can only do this by the gifts of radio listeners just like you. Okay, common manifestations of folly: lack of common sense, verse 15. Lack of maturity, verse 16. That statement about, "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child," that is, acting like a child. And then, number three, overindulgence, the last part of verse 16 and verse 17. We touched upon it, I think, a couple of broadcasts ago, but we come back to it now. "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child, and your princes feast in the morning." Now, putting that together all in one verse would lead us to understand that this feasting in the morning could be another manifestation of immaturity, and indeed it may be, when your king is acting like a child. But I take it to mean something beyond that, and that's why I've separated it, because this whole area of overindulgence needs to be understood and explored a little bit more. Your princes, that is, the sons of a king, your princes, those who are not yet on the throne, so they're not exactly the same category as the first part of the verse that says, "Woe to you, O land, when your king is a child," acting like a child. But these are not talking, or this is not talking about the sons of kings who are not on the throne. One of them presumably will be in the passing of time. But right now, they are the royal seed. They are people who have all kinds of resources available to them. They have available to them virtually anything that they would desire. And if their father is not wise and is not put over them governors and teachers and tutors who are wise, then they are going to act in a very foolish fashion. And here's one of the things they're going to do. They've got all the resources in the world. If they want to feast in the morning, they can do it. They've got the position. They've got the resources. It's somebody else's resources, of course, but because of who they are, they have access to this. And so if nobody countermands their direction, their directive, then they send out the word, and the royal chefs, the royal kitchen, will prepare them a feast every morning to their harm. This is overindulgence. Woe to you, O land, when your princes feast in the morning. And that's just one specific statement that actually introduces a whole category of overindulgence. This particular one, of course, is overeating. I would not agree with those who would say that any time you eat more than is absolutely necessary, that you have sinned, you have overindulged. I think the Bible itself indicates that it is appropriate at times, to feast, to indulge, to, as we would probably put it, even overindulge. That is what we generally say when we've had a big Thanksgiving meal or something like that. I ate too much. I overindulged. Well, the fact of the matter is, if you only do that, you know, two or three times a year, real feasting occasions, and are careful to not do that all the time, then you're not going to hurt yourself. You're not going to do yourself any harm that way. But if that becomes a regular pattern, you're going to do yourself a great deal of harm. And in America, where food is plentiful, we are aware, of course, that not everybody has all the food that they would desire. But food is something that most people are able to have to whatever extent they desire. That would be the majority of Americans. And therefore, if we want to overindulge, we generally can. We generally have the resources to do it. We generally have enough money to buy the food to overindulge. But how foolish that is. That's a manifestation of folly. We don't talk too much about gluttony. The Bible does speak about it from time to time, but not very, very often. We generally talk about, well, other sins that are more, readily recognized and acknowledged as sins. Things like lying and stealing and adultery. But we tend not to talk too much about gluttony, but here we live in America, the land of plenty, and we also live in the land of obesity. Let's just be honest about it. It's true. America is one of, if not the most, overweight country in the world. If you do any international traveling, you'll recognize that to be the case. My wife and I have had the privilege of traveling to a number of other countries, a number of other continents, and so we have had the opportunity to be with and to observe people in other cultures, and of course every place you go, you'll see some people who are overweight, but I want to tell you something. When you've been out of the country for a while and you come back to America, it's almost shocking to see what a high percentage of Americans are overweight compared to other countries where it's a much smaller percentage. You'll find some, of course, but it's a much smaller percentage. Even in wealthy countries, even in European countries where the standard of living is high and where people have just the same economic ability to eat well as we do, but there seems to be more self-control, more discipline, more recognition that it's not wise. Just because you can afford it doesn't mean you ought to buy that food all the time. It's not wise just because you have the resources to indulge yourself in what you really enjoy eating. It's not wise to eat too much of it. Overindulgence. And food is one area. It's one of the most common ones. But, of course, we can overindulge in a lot of things. And that's not wise. To feast in the morning is a lack of perspective. It is taking something that is a blessing in moderation, feasting occasionally as a real opportunity to celebrate something when it's appropriate to celebrate and to give thanks to God for the bounty that He has supplied, to do that on occasional opportunities, on rare occasions, is appropriate. But because you enjoy it on the rare occasions, you say, I'm going to do that every day, that's wrong. That's foolish, at the very least, and because it does cross over into the category of gluttony, it is sinful. I know that that's a strong statement, and I say that as someone who has to watch my eating and guard my weight, and am I at the very best weight that I could and should be? No, I'm not. I'll confess that. You can't see me, of course. Most people don't consider me to be overweight, but I know that I need to lose a few pounds, and I would be better off if I did, and I should work at it harder than I do. I know how hard it is, and the older you get, the harder it becomes. There's no question about that. But to just disregard that and say, I've tried, and I can't do it, I can't lose weight, so I just will quit trying, and I'll just indulge and overindulge is very foolish. What are we talking about? We're talking about common manifestations of folly. That's very, very foolish. If you're overweight and that contributes to high blood pressure, you better get the weight off. If it's contributing to high cholesterol, you better get the weight off. If it's contributing to diabetes, you better get the weight off. I know it's not easy. But this overindulging is self-destructive. It really does do us harm. And that we're talking about common manifestations of folly, and this is one of them. It's wise to feast when it's appropriate, and it's foolish to feast all the time, just because you can. I had to stop eating at buffets years ago. Do I enjoy a good buffet? You bet. Do I go to buffets? Almost never, ever, because I've learned that that's not wise. Well, until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.